Just take a few moments to connect through the airwaves. I love the energy of radio. I love the energy that can be shared between humanity, between family members, between friends. And the reason I like that is because we can open up to each other from a space of heart sense, of heart sensibility, of being able to enjoy just that person's presence. And one of the wonderful things about doing live radio is, truth be told, I can definitely feel the presence of those of you who are tuned in. And it's almost as if there's a silent communication going on in which I can feel your expressions of what the heck, or your expressions of, wow, that's something new or interesting. There's something that I'm feeling from all of you as I proceed with this whole process. So it's really pretty cool when you think about it. And so I want to play with you at the moment with that process. So when I'm working in my energy practice, my healing practices, whenever I'm doing work with people and I'm creating an environment in which I'm encouraging healing to take place, I work with, I would say, a deep energy meditation that helps to create an environment in the room that you're working with, an environment that has an impact on your own body, your physical self. So I probably shared this before with some of you in a meditation, but the idea is to synchronize your breath with your awareness. And we can do that by just focusing on the breath, inhaling and exhaling. But allow your breath to travel into your body. And when we inhale through the nose, it helps us to create natural nitric oxide, and that helps to replenish your body energize the systems of your body. So when you can inhale through your nose, works also with exhaling, but inhale through the nose, and as you bring in that air, the nitric oxide tends to freshen up that air and allows it to have a more vitality within it, so that as you breathe into your body, you can bring that vibrant radiance of oxygen into our body. And I think too often we think about the perhaps issues and problems that arise in the world and not just allow for the purity of integration, the purity of connection. So the idea is not to worry about the quality of the particular air you're breathing in. It's always best to be in a forest or by the ocean. Then you get a lot of vibrant, natural, and very potent oxygen to breathe. But as we're breathing with our intent of bringing that vitality into our body, that intent, that energy we're putting forth helps to revitalize as much as the sea, the ocean, and the forest, the high mountains. We can create our own environment of pure, vibrant, and vital energy. So as you're inhaling, if we inhale through the nose, we're naturally bringing that vitality. But we could also bring in from our sense memories that particular smell that we feel from the ocean waves. And it's the waves are vibrating the water and creating that extra ozone, healthy oxygenation. So think of yourself for a few moments of being there by the beach or sitting at the shore of an ocean, maybe on a cliff, and just allow that vibrant energy to flow with your breath into your body. And as you breathe that in, and your awareness begins to seep through your system, allow that awareness to flow into your neck and shoulders. And just dance with the neck and shoulders gently, moving them gently. You can pull one shoulder back, one shoulder forward. Allow your head to naturally move and bob with the movement of your shoulders. And allow that awareness, that breath awareness, to flow into all the nooks and crannies, all the aches and pains and the sore spots. And just expand that area with your breath. And let's take it in deeper into our chest. And let's begin to open up the space of our lungs. Inhale, relaxing the muscles and the ribs, allowing them to open with your breath. And just allow your heart, your lungs, and your stomach in that region to expand with the breath. And with that intention and breathing comes energy and oxygen, so that the systems underlying and supporting the heart, the lungs, and the stomach can be revitalized and strengthened. So as we breathe into the upper torso, let's include that part of our body in our movements and just gently shift the torso as we, you know, the rest of the body will move with it, but maybe turn one side forward and the other side forward. Maybe shift to the side, one then the other. But take your time and really breathe into your chest. Breathe into the back. Very often, stagnant energy and old emotional wounds hide in the back, behind the heart area, more to the center, but generally behind that region in the back. So as you breathe into your back, allow your back to open up, making a bow and really opening the space. And then you might want to contract the space in the back, in the sides of your chest, and forward. And just allowing your breath to open up that space and to bring refreshing energy into the regions of your heart and your lungs and your stomach. And in Chinese medicine, Qigong, this region of the body, it's called the middle Dantian. And Dantian is an elixir field. So the middle Dantian is really described as being the region of our system where all things are integrated. And it's like a docking station. So we bring food into our system. The stomach processes the food and begins the separation of nutrients from waste. So it processes, helps to digest. And the lungs, they take in oxygen or air, depending on how you look at it. And it takes what it needs, integrates that oxygen into the bloodstream. And as it exhales, it releases the spent oxygen, the carbon dioxide, as well as the heart is taking in the blood, revitalizing the blood, and sending it out on its way. And it also, the heart does the same thing for our energy. The energy of our heart is vast. It can be measured at far distance from our body. And it's part of why we can interpret and intuit from each other. It's because energetically we're commingling. And that energy flows into your native environment more concentrated and then continues on at great distance. So we could really think of ourselves as being very expansive beings, only on the energetic level, if certainly as well on the level of awareness and consciousness. So as we're breathing into this region of the middle Dantian, the elixir field of the heart, it's really important to ground that heart energy in the substance of your creative force that will allow you to bring that manifestation into your world. And we can do that. This is one of the ways that we can work with mantras and affirmations and different words or tones that we can make that help to create a vibration that is more resonant with an existence that would be much more refined than what we experience on Earth. And so all of these vibrations, they all intermingle. So, and when I say this, if we look at our experience, we could think of our life as being one of being beautiful and engaging and very heaven-like. And there are times when our life can be experienced as troublesome and toxic and painful and more hell-like. So I think that these metaphors of heaven and hell are more representative of the kinds of experiences that we can generate within our own life. And so we want to be able to take power over that, to be self-empowered in that regard. And the reason we need to do that is because we live in these large fields of energy. Our energies intermingle with each other. And so what happens if you're not setting up your inner space, your boundaries to be resonant with your intended vibration, then your energy can very easily be hijacked and you'll find yourself being triggered and resonating according to someone else's chaos or someone else's purpose or intent for you, which, you know, could be good or bad. But the idea is that we want to be able to create our own foundation, our own force of resonance with which we walk through the world and from which we can create and generate positive, very positive things in our life. And so keeping this in mind as you are breathing with that heart energy, and as you're breathing with the heart energy, the elixir field of the heart, in the center is where the actual point is, the middle dantian, the elixir field of the heart, more or less, heart, lung, stomach. And it really is what revitalizes you and brings vitality and energy and gives you the power to move and to be and to be, to animate your existence, to animate your body, to animate your life in a way that is true and consistent with your deeper meaning, your soul being, that part of you that is in some measure living in the invisible world already. If you would think in terms of, people think of the higher self or, you know, whatever dimensional reality you think of. The truth is that all of those realities are within us. The layers are within. So as we reach into the deepest part of ourselves, that represents what we could call our higher self, but it's really the deep inner self that has a higher wisdom, a deeper wisdom, a greater connection to the all of the reality in which we move and operate within. So when we connect with that deep heart energy and we allow space for that intuitive wisdom to rise within us, and that moves into the generation and regeneration and creative and digestive forces of the middle dantian, so that when we move from that region of our creative faculty into our activities of the world, you move with a different level of power and a different level of confidence in being, because it's not coming from the limitations of mind. Our minds tend to be cluttered with all the stories we've heard growing up and all the judgments we've experienced and all the failures that we believe have occurred. They're all in the mind. And it's when they get repeated in the mind that they drop into the body and become an energy block or become some kind of wounding that continues to trigger forward. But it's when we have that kind of occurrence happening in our body, in our life, it's from generated thoughts. It's not intuitive and natural to the body itself. so we can, in some ways, bypass that mental capacity to create havoc within us with self-judgments and the like, is to go immediately to that part of ourselves that is more part of our divine creative capacity and can regard us and guide us from the pristine blueprint from which we arose into the world, into these bodies, into this life. So we come in with basic knowledge that we never really have an opportunity to grasp, because we immediately as children get passed off into the worldly systems of education and programming. But all of that goes to the mind, the education, the programming, the habits, the fears. That's all been planted in our mental space. So the objective in this exercise is to get to the pristine part of you that is patiently waiting for your attention. So as we're breathing in through this middle dantian into our heart space, just allow for your inner awareness, your inner ear, your inner vision, your deepest part of the mind, the pineal, where we have the dream space. That's the energy that we want to bring into that deep elixir field of the heart. And as we're breathing with that pristine capacity, that deep wisdom, think of it as a light, like within your chest is a beautiful sun. And it could be a sun, it could be a moon, it could be, as you imagine, a star. It could be any representation, because it's who you are. So maybe your colors are lavender, maybe your colors are pink, maybe your colors are blue. Whatever light feels resonant with whom you are, allow that orb of light to be representative of your deepest conscious elixir within your own body. And as you breathe with that deep elixir, allow that energy to expand within your chest. So inhale, opening up that energy. Exhale, allowing it to concentrate, so that the energy of your heart is flowing like the waves of an ocean, flowing to the core for revitalization, for reestablishing the truth of yourself, and then opening up through your body and into your environment, allowing your deepest wisdom to flow into your life stream, having an impact into your physical body and its well-being, having an impact into your experiences and relationships, having an impact into that which you create, so that you can open into the world from a place of absolute safety. Because that deepest part of ourself is that part of our being that existed before birth and will continue to exist after birth, and into other forms and places of existence. We travel in this core elixir of our being from the first to the last, from the beginning to the end, from the outer to the inner. When we bring our awareness and our attention to our core being, all of the chaos, the mishigas, the anger and the accidents and all the stupid things that happen, they can be managed in perspective, because we're working from the deeper wisdom that, when it flows through us, gives rise to, first of all, our creative self and birth into the world. And then through our physical being in this reality, we create things and we have impacts, and we navigate and negotiate, but we can do it from a place of deep security and joy and knowing the strength and power and wisdom that is at every one of us at our core. And what I'm suggesting is that we take time to make that connection to that deeper self with the breath through the elixir of the heart. As we inhale, making that connection to the deeper self, concentrating. And then we can exhale and open that energy up, permeating the body, permeating our field. And it works either way. You could inhale, exhale in either direction. The objective is for your intention to, with one of your breaths, reach the core of your being, and with the other half of that breath, extend it through the body into your immediate field and beyond, so that your purpose, your core wisdom, will filter through and you'll receive the signs, the inspirations, the opportunities that match the wisdom that rests in the core of your being. So I've been talking a lot. I'm going to let you breathe for a few moments and just allow that to happen. I'll have to play a little music so we don't lose track of our feed. But I want you to start breathing. Inhale deeply. Exhale slowly. Inhale deeply. Exhale slowly. So keep breathing and visualize that radiant light. It's in your chest from the front to the back. In its expansive state, it reaches, fills the whole chest into the shoulders, down through the body, and can expand beyond the sphere or the boundaries of your physical body and exist all around you. And in many ways, energetically, this is what we, how we would appear. Say if some energetic being arrived on the scene and was looking down on Earth, they would see in us those orbs that we often see when we look up at them. We are indeed orbs of light. And a lot of these energy systems help us to map it out, to navigate it, and to learn how to grow, protect, and build upon that energy resource. But just breathe, gently opening, expanding, and relaxing as you release that energy. So I like to inhale with my expansion and exhale as I bring focus back to the center. So inhale, opening up your vibration. Exhale, flowing back to the center, so that we as energetic beings are actually more like water flowing in these waves, allowing the energy to open and just radiate that deep, unconditional wisdom, unconditional love at your core. And then we draw it back. And it's a way of expanding it out into our bodies, into our fields. And as we bring it back, it bathes through once again. And we can replenish our whole being this way by just spending that time with focused intention on the elixir of our heart, the elixir of our being, which is the radiant light in the core of our existence. And it's like as if you were gazing in the sky at a sun or a star, you would see the radiance shining forth. And this is what's flowing from our own hearts, every single one. It may be dimmed, it may have been covered, it may have been wounded, but at the core, it's vibrant eternal self. And as we breathe that vibrancy, it helps to repair the cracks, wash away the covering, and allowing that deep light to shine through. So breathe, inhale, exhale. Inhale. And exhale. And getting back to the original thought of what we were sharing, the idea is to understand that this region of the body, which includes the lungs, the heart, and the stomach, it's where we integrate, bringing in new information, bringing in nutrition, bringing in energy, bringing in all that we encounter. and we separate out what's useful and what's not. We integrate that which we need and release that which we don't need. And that's really what's happening in this elixir field, which everything that is ingested, breathed, and in many ways even thought, take it into that elixir. We wash it out, letting go, disposing of, eliminating, keeping, restoring, strengthening. So this is a process that's part of what it is to be a human being. And we don't need to be so concerned about what our neighbors think or what our bosses want or what people believe or even what you've been taught to believe. Let your elixir field sort it out. Breathe deeply and exhale completely. So, as you can probably tell, this is an improvised program. I'm hoping that it is of some use for all of us. These are some of the practices that I do every day in order to stay balanced, because we're living in an unbalanced world and we're living in a fearful world. And we're living in a world where we have to make choices ultimately of, do I stand up for myself? Do I stand up for what I believe in? Or do I compromise? Do I become that person that we can respect? You want to be a person that is engendering self-respect, that is honest and clear. To me, that's what purity is. It's not perfection. It's just being really clear and moving through the world in such a way that allows you to be honest in your expression and mindful in your actions when we relate to people, and really want to be able to live that life. I don't want to say hero, because I'm not really thinking about going out there and saving lives necessarily, but I'm just talking about being heroic in the sense that you can be honest and self-respecting and have a sense that whatever happens, good or bad, success or failure, I can have peace in knowing that I'm true to myself, to the best of my ability. I am engaging in a way that honors those people I encounter, that allows them to also be full beings. When we can have self-respect and self-love, then that means that we don't need to compromise another human being in order to feel good about ourselves. And it also helps us to understand that if there is a situation or a person or a being that is making us feel that disrespected, then the problem is with them. The problem is with them. And they are the ones that are trying to make or create a situation in which they can feel superior, and they need to feel superior in order to feel good about themselves. Well, I mean, that's a learned behavior. And what I'm saying is that we don't need to be superior to anyone else to be fully inhabited and embodying the richness of our being. We can be who we are and do that. And when we face those situations where there are compromises, where we do have to navigate, we can maintain that compass point and say, you know, I'm going to go in, I'm going to find my balance, I'm going to find the wisdom beyond my capacity for wisdom at the core, and I'm going to flow from that. If it means I don't get the job or I lose the job, if it means I missed a meeting that was important, if it means a relationship doesn't work out, if it means I lose property or house, if it means something that seems like it's might look bad on the surface, the idea is to understand that your truth, first of all, is more important than any of that. Being grounded in who you truly are is so far more important than any things or occurrences in the world. And it gives us a real balance having that space. And we could just let things, we can let things go. We can lose it. We can just let it go.
On the wind, blowing on the wind, and she sleeps on the wind, this little bird somebody sent.
So this is Jewel. One of her pieces has an addition towards the end, which is actually her mother singing. But the piece is called Absence of Fear. And earlier we heard, opening up Vargo, we heard a nice piece coming in that Michael played for us. And we also heard Air and Angels by Lotus. I might play that a little bit more underneath. So it's nice to have that music accompaniment behind our thoughts and our experiences. So we want to, like, really, as we're breathing with the elixir field of the heart, it's a way of making that capacity so much stronger, so that as things do or don't work out, we understand that that's just part of the journey. Things come, things go. People come, people go. Our life changes over time. We're children, we're toddlers, we're young adults, we're seniors, we are elders. But at any of those ages we pass through, any of those experiences we move through, we can remain centered in that heart space, that place of our being that is connected to the core of creative reality, that is connected to that deeper self rather than higher self that predates your birth, that has experienced lifetimes and will continue to experience lifetimes, with the realization that this life that we have right now is a blip on the screen of an eternal existence, which in some manner we have. That's the nature of energy. Energy can change forms, but energy persists and continues, and we are energetic beings formed of the energies, as we may or may not understand it, but even on the cellular level, you could understand that there is an electric charge to the DNA. You know, positive, negative, neutral, everything about our beingness is energetic, is electrical, but it's aware energy. And our physical body disperses that. The awareness we think is in the brain. The energy we think maybe is in the heart. And that may be, but the idea is to bring it together with our breath to the deeper self and expanding that deeper wisdom out into the expression as we know it in the world. And we can be doing this silently, even while engaged in a conversation, even while engaged in a creative activity. We could be breathing in to our core, taking in all that we are into the root of our being. And then as we exhale, we express all that we are in our life, in our experience, and in our relationships. And that is a simple, energetic way to be self-empowered. So breathe, breathe, breathe.